Procrastination affects everyone. Everyone procrastinates, including those who specialize in productivity, efficiency, and time management. It's a natural tendency to delay tasks, even though it can be counterproductive. However, it's important not to be too hard on yourself for procrastinating. Procrastination can be defined as the act of deferring action on something when taking earlier action would arguably have been a better decision. While everyone experiences procrastination, the real challenge is finding ways to overcome it. Procrastination reflects poor decision-making. Procrastination often results from poor decision-making. By learning some background information and practical productivity tips, you can improve your decision-making skills and avoid putting off important tasks indefinitely. Those who successfully beat procrastination typically identify their common procrastination triggers and find ways to avoid them. The power of taking action. Beat procrastination. Starting a task is often the hardest part, but once you begin, the worry and nervousness usually fade away. The key is to take that first step, no matter how small. You'll be surprised at how things start moving forward, even from a tiny start. Procrastination can hurt you both personally and professionally. On a personal level, avoiding addressing problems in your relationships only makes them worse over time. Neglecting to pay your bills on time leads to extra fees from creditors. Ignoring health issues and delaying a visit to the doctor can make things worse, risking your well-being and even your life. Overall, procrastination adds stress to your life, causing harmful effects on your body, mind, and behavior. Professionally, failing to follow up on job opportunities means missing out on potential career advancements. In sales, not staying on top of your prospects allows competitors to swoop in and seal the deals first. For managers, not providing requested reports to your boss can lead to negative annual reviews and job insecurity. In business, productivity is key, and being proactive is essential to success. There's no room for productive procrastination. Do you procrastinate? If you find yourself rushing to finish work on time, struggling to estimate task durations, and regularly postponing tasks, you may have a procrastination issue. Many people share this challenge. Do any of these sound like you? 1. Do you often wait until the last minute to complete tasks? 2. Do you underestimate how long tasks will take? 3. Do you prefer easy tasks over more challenging ones? 4. Do you procrastinate on long-term projects until the deadline is near? 5. Do you get easily distracted by social media, emails, or other things? 6. Are you often late? 7. Is your workspace usually messy? 8. Do you let emails and messages pile up? 9. Do you often say, "I'll do it tomorrow"? If these traits resonate with you, you can take steps to overcome procrastination. Negative self-talk fuels procrastination. Many people procrastinate due to perfectionism, laziness, boredom, negative self-talk, and difficulty coping with challenges. They may also worry about failure or success, feel overwhelmed by tasks, or not know where to start. Some prefer instant gratification over long-term goals and avoid facing the consequences of inaction. Questions often arise about overcoming procrastination. First, I'm a lifelong procrastinator. Can I really overcome this bad habit? Yes, it's possible with time and effort. Second, I'm constantly distracted by social media and end up procrastinating on important work. Turn off notifications and limit social media use. Third, I procrastinate because I feel overwhelmed. How do I fix this problem? Make a to-do list and start with small, manageable tasks to build momentum. Apply 21 tactics to beat procrastination. Use these tactics to overcome procrastination for good. 1. Eat the frog first. Mark Twain advised tackling the worst tasks first. Once those are done, the rest feels easy. 2. Do the first 10 minutes. Start a task for just 10 minutes. Often, once you begin, it's easier to keep going. 3. Reward yourself. Pair disliked tasks with a reward. For example, read a book for 45 minutes after working on a task. 4. Fill your calendar. Stay busy to avoid wasting free time. Block out your days with important tasks to prevent procrastination. 5. Prioritize tasks. Use tools like Todoist to assign priorities. Color code tasks by urgency and tackle them accordingly. 6. Shorten your to-do list. Avoid overwhelming yourself with too many tasks. Set clear priorities and take on fewer tasks each day. 7. Apply Parkinson's Law. Limit the time you allocate for each task. With less time, you'll focus more and get tasks done faster. 8. Ask others to set deadlines. People are more likely to meet deadlines set by others. Have your boss or spouse set deadlines for you. 9. Leverage peak energy times. Identify your peak energy times and tackle important tasks during these periods to avoid procrastination. 10. Be accountable to someone. Promise someone you will finish a task by a specific time. This accountability can help you stay on track. 11. Take small steps. Break a big task into smaller ones. Doing small tasks feels less overwhelming than tackling one big task all at once, making it easier to get started. 12. Avoid boring work whenever possible. Delegate tedious tasks if you can. Procrastinating on boring tasks is common, so pass them on to someone else if possible. 13. Get rid of environmental distractions. Remove distractions like TV from your workspace. Having distractions in plain sight makes it harder to focus on your work. 14. Get rid of digital distractions. Social media and other digital distractions can derail your focus. Minimize these distractions in your workspace to stay on track. 15. Use the time chunking method. Break your work into chunks and schedule specific time slots for each task. 16. Eliminate as many unnecessary tasks as possible. Avoid including trivial tasks on your to-do list. Focusing on significant tasks prevents you from getting sidetracked by less important ones. 17. Focus on one task at a time. Multitasking can decrease productivity and increase procrastination. Concentrate on one task at a time to stay focused and efficient. 18. Purge negative self-talk. Negative self-talk can demotivate you and lead to procrastination. Replace self-criticism with positive affirmations to stay motivated. 19. Limit your options to one. Prioritize your main project over other distractions like checking email or attending meetings. Staying focused on your primary task enhances productivity. 20. Figure out why you're procrastinating. Identify personal triggers that lead to procrastination. Understanding why you procrastinate helps you avoid those triggers in the future. 21. Perform a weekly audit of your goals. Regularly review your short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals to track your progress and stay on target. Forgive yourself for procrastinating. Aim to avoid it in the future. Boost productivity with these strategies. 1. Use temptation bundling. After finishing your workout, treat yourself to reading your favorite novel. 2. Use commitment devices. Use this method to prevent undesirable behavior. For example, if you're trying to lose weight and don't want to overeat when dining out with a friend, create a commitment device. Promise to give your friend $100 if you indulge in dessert, as suggested by the authors of Freakonomics, Stephen Levitt and Stephen J. Dubner. 3. Forgive yourself. Recognize that procrastination is a habit that's difficult to change. Be kind to yourself when you procrastinate, as self-forgiveness can help you avoid it in the future. Active procrastination is prioritizing a different important task over the original. Procrastination doesn't always have to be seen as a bad thing. With active procrastination, you can actually boost your productivity. For instance, imagine you have a load of house cleaning to tackle. Instead of diving straight into it, you actively procrastinate by taking care of other important tasks like paying bills, grocery shopping, and preparing dinner. By completing these tasks first, you're not wasting time, you're being an active procrastinator. Unlike standard procrastination where you might end up taking a nap or zoning out in front of the TV, active procrastination keeps you productive. You're just shifting your focus to other important tasks before getting back to the original ones when you're ready. Beat procrastination with self-commitment. If you're someone who tends to procrastinate, don't beat yourself up. Many others struggle with it too. Just by acknowledging your procrastination and trying to find ways to stop, you're already taking a positive step forward. Give yourself credit for that. But remember, it's not enough to just learn about how to avoid procrastination. you have to actually put those strategies into action. Believe in yourself and know that you have the power to make a change. It's all in your hands, including whether you keep procrastinating or not. You understand why it's important to stop procrastinating, and you've learned how to do it. Now, make a promise to yourself to start applying those tactics right away. You've got this. Key points. 1. Procrastination is common and often results from poor decision-making. 2. Overcoming procrastination involves identifying triggers and taking action. 3. Starting a task, even with a small step, can reduce procrastination. 4. Negative self-talk and fear of failure can fuel procrastination. 5. Use tactics like eat the frog first and do the first 10 minutes to beat procrastination. 6. Active procrastination involves prioritizing other important tasks before the original one. 7. Forgive yourself for past procrastination and commit to applying strategies to avoid it in the future.